Dobrý den, vítejte v podcastu Na okružní, já jsem Klára Havlínová a dnes to bude v angličtině, takže si to dáme ještě jednou. Hello, welcome to the podcast at okružní. Today I welcome here the director of Confucius Classroom in České Budějovice, Hao.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you for coming. And Czech director of Confucius Class, Monika Hrubá. Ahoj, hello.
Ahoj, hi.
thank you for coming. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure, definitely. So, yes, conveniently, you can call me as Hao because it's my surname and it's easier for you guys to pronounce. And actually, my first name is Wen Jing. It's quite difficult to pronounce, right? And so I'm an associate professor in Shanghai University of International Business and Economics. I used to be in charge of an international cooperation program between our university and a British university. And so that is the major reason why I was sent here to just to be in charge of this cooperative program. And here, as a Chinese director, I have my job descriptions, right, as what Monica has, right? We have our respective job descriptions. Mainly, I'm in charge of the curriculum design, syllabus design, teaching plan design. This is the first thing I'm in charge of. And the second thing I'm in charge of is the everyday running and the management of the classes and the workshops, right? And the third thing is that I'm trying to just build cooperations between Vashde and Suibi. Suibi is the Chinese university I'm in. And I'm trying to just help promote the potential cooperations between Vashde and some other Chinese universities. I have helped Vashde to establish a connection, right?
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
With the Shanghai University. And hopefully, right, it will turn out good. And the other thing I'm just in charge of is the human resources management and the making of the yearly budget planning and help with Monica with the final accounting of the budget and also so arrange the education delegation and the summer camp for the students.
Yes.
Thank you. It was exhausting. And what about Monica? Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. So I'm supposed to be a Czech director for Confucius Classroom, supposed to. Basically, we do everything. Our job descriptions on paper and job descriptions in real life are much more different.
Yes.
But we share every necessary daily task we have to do. Basically, from ordering every single papers to buying tickets, to driving everywhere, pick up stuff, teaching classes. Our teachers do everything. So we supposed to learn Chinese, which we do perfectly from the kids to the adults and also the elder generation. And also we have the workshops for public, like cooking classes, calligraphy, Chinese painting, specific like a culture thing to introduce the Chinese culture and also every single thing that's behind the tradition and culture.
The office of the Confucius class is in the center of the city, not at the school, not at the university, but at the co-working. Do you like the place?
Definitely, absolutely. Yes, it is the very ideal location for the Confucius classroom because IDB or Vesta is just providing us with the best location ever, right? Because our students could come to the venue very conveniently, and it's beneficial for us to open the various workshops to the local adult students and to the local community. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. I appreciate that.
Okay. And your office changed from Vesta to co-working. Yeah. What about it?
Well, I like it better right here. it's nice new building, renovated by school. But yeah, everything is close. Since I'm spending a lot of time on insurance company and foreign police and stuff like that, it's more convenient to walk there from our office. Also for meetings with principals of high schools and other colleges, it's better for us to meet on the square. And also every visitor from the Chinese side for our competitions and stuff like that wants to see the square, wants to see the historical side of the city. So it's
really
a bad location for us.
And for how long are you is the Confucius class based in the co-working?
So actually, yeah, the Confucius classroom was unveiled in October 2022,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is barely 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? But we actually have been running this program since March of 2022.
Yeah.
So it has been over 2 years for the actual running of this
mm-hmm.
program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was the start of the Confucius class in the Czech Republic, or
No, actually, so currently there are four Confucius institutes and classrooms, right?
Yeah.
Two Confucius mm-hmm. institutes, one in Prague, another in Olomouc,
yeah.
And the third one, that is Confucius classroom as we are, is in Ostrava. So we are the fourth, right?
Mm-hmm. 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 Like the newest one.
And the newest
yeah,
one.
The youngest
yeah,
one. Yeah,
the newest
mm-hmm.
one and the rapidest developing one.
Yeah, we are the best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have to admit, we are doing our best to be the best. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you remember the start, the very first day when you met each other?
Oh, yeah, right, yes. At that time, it was Mr. Kotaba. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Kotaba
yeah,
was the Czech director. And he's nice. He's a nice guy. The only regret is that he does not speak much English.
and that's why I was
yeah,
there.
And he needs Monica to
uh-huh.
work as an interpreter. And I noticed the first impression she gave me is that, wow, what a fabulous young lady, very smart, very
yeah.
responsive, and very, very
oh.
well. Yeah.
That's the part I'm starting
yes,
blushing every time.
That is the first impression I got,
mm-hmm.
and very communicative. And that is the start of my just what? Trying to just what? Persuade her
yeah.
to work with me.
So she didn't want to work at the Confucius class at the start?
Because she, to be fair, so Monica didn't understand what Confucius classroom is
mm.
working for.
Yeah.
And I think it's understandable. And later on, as we just met each other more, and as I introduced, and she understood that. So yes, there's something that she could do,
mm-hmm.
right? There's
yeah,
a lot of things she could do
I
in this program.
I didn't want to switch to positions between marketing and Confucius classroom, that's true.
Uh-huh.
But after a few talks, I know that there's a lot of potential for
mm-hmm.
a future.
Mm-hmm.
And they are amazing. The team
mm-hmm.
is great. All the teachers, they are like a second family. So
oh, yes,
it's
nice.
It was a nice
yeah.
place eventually
mm-hmm.
to end
mm-hmm.
up.
Uh-huh.
And you have some Chinese colleagues, Chinese teachers. How many of you are here in Czech Republic or in Česká Budějovice?
Here, just we have one, altogether we have four,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So including me, we have four. We have one sponsored Chinese teacher, that is Tu Xu, you know
mm-hmm.
her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, she's been in Budweds for almost 8 years.
Oh.
Right,
she's almost Czech.
Yes, she came to Budweds in the year 2016
mm-hmm.
as a volunteer teacher. And currently we have two volunteer teachers. And starting from this September,
mm-hmm.
we'll have two more volunteer teachers.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully we'll have one more sponsored Chinese teacher
mm-hmm.
arriving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're having a ever-expanding team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
yeah.
And your offices are in the co-working. How many offices do you have?
So we have just the whole floor, the whole
oh,
first
okay.
floor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We just occupy the whole first floor. And so sometimes when it's necessary, we also occupy the ground floor, the foyer,
yeah.
for the meeting room, and also the big classroom on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that so we are generously provided with
mm-hmm,
the office
mm-hmm.
facilities and the space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wants to come to the co-working and just ask for some courses or anything, is it possible to just come to
yeah,
the
of course. We have office hours,
mm-hmm.
so every day there's someone there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, from the morning to the evening, someone always sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like wide selection of program, even like on a language side, on the like culture
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
making something art,
mm-hmm.
even Tai Chi classes for exercising.
Mm-hmm.
What's Tai Chi for somebody who doesn't know?
Tai Chi, actually, it is a very, it's a actually a physical exercise mm-hmm. practiced by the Chinese people for more than 2,000 years, right? And people consider it as a very good way for their longevity and healthy lifestyle. So, you know, good news is that, so though we are having a teacher, local teacher who's teaching Tai Chi, mm-hmm. and good news is that starting from September, we'll have a new teacher. Mm-hmm. So whose major is in Tai Chi. And she will be the what? She will be teaching people, teaching the local people to learn it, to practice it. It's just mm-hmm. an exercise, mm-hmm. yeah. like exercise. Yoga. Mm-hmm.
It's not like fighting.
Well, it's martial art. Yeah. Fighting mm-hmm. is martial art. It's Kung Fu, Chinese Kung Fu.
Oh, okay.
It's yeah. different. Okay. Tai Chi is just a physical exercise. Uh-huh. While mm-hmm. just a Chinese Kung Fu is something like martial art, people mm-hmm. are fighting mm-hmm. each other. Right, it's a technique, different technique.
Mm-hmm. So they can learn Chinese language, Chinese culture, and also cooking?
Yeah, we have a dumpling class, our yeah. most popular class.
I have been there. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
two
you
times,
were
so
there,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
You, I remember that.
Oh,
so
really
the start of this workshop is that we are considering that so food is the top priority for whatever people, right?
Yeah, it connects
yeah,
people together.
It's the paramount, just the pursuit of people. So, and we are thinking that maybe it would be interesting for local people to learn something about the Chinese cooking because mm-hmm. dumpling, Chinese dumpling, is considered as the what? The most popular, right? Home food, homemade food, mm-hmm. right? So obviously it works. A success
mm-hmm. and it's quite easy to make the dumplings.
It's easy. Yeah. So do you think it's easy?
Yeah, I think so.
It's funny, right?
Have you tried since you came to our?
No, not at home, but at the class. So
yes, right.
I
yes, and so we're happy that people are enjoying themselves, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah. Every time we open the dumpling class, it's booked out in 2 days, and we yeah. even have like children with parents coming mm-hmm. for that kind mm-hmm. of workshops. It's like a connection with public for us mm-hmm. because. Usually, the Czech people tend to be a little stubborn to try new things. So this is like a first step to get to know us mm-hmm. and like taste something from the Chinese culture. Mm-hmm. And when we have the people there in the office, it's easier to introduce our other programs to
yeah.
show them what we are trying mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. So many of them after like visit other workshops on sign for language.
Mm-hmm. So apart from the dumpling making class workshop, we have 8 other cultural
oh.
workshops,
yeah.
including Chinese painting,
mm-hmm.
Chinese dance, right? Mm. For ladies, right?
Yeah,
you may
folk
try,
dance.
Try
it's
Chinese
nice.
Folk dance. It's really nice. And also Chinese calligraphy,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
Chinese knotting. People are just noting those words, these bands very beautifully, right?
Yeah.
And kite making and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether,
mm-hmm.
9 just workshops are opened
yeah.
to people regularly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about Chinese language?
Oh, Chinese.
How many students
yeah.
do have?
So for Chinese language, actually, so we are opening Chinese language classes for different groups
yeah,
of people.
Yeah, different levels.
They are just what? Kindergarten, elementary school students, primary school, high school students of Czech Anglo High School and Townsend International School, and a few other local schools.
Yeah.
And also, just we are offering the Chinese classes to vegetarian students and
mm-hmm.
staff. And also, we are offering the Chinese language classes to the local people.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed, I was amazed that there are some local people,
uh-huh.
no matter they are from different walks of life. And so they have been learning Chinese for quite a few years, and they could speak fluent Chinese,
oh,
which
really?
Amazed me, really.
Yeah.
And because, as they told me, right, so Chinese is just something they are interested in.
Yeah, they don't need it,
they
just
don't
love
need it.
It
in their life, mm-hmm. and they don't need it in their work.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they really just want to cherish
yeah.
and learn, right? It is, right, amazing, yeah.
yeah. And can you tell that Chinese language is difficult?
Yeah, to the beginners, it's a little bit, I think writing is the most difficult.
Yeah.
And the pronunciation is not that difficult. And for the beginners, you may just start with the oral Chinese. You don't have learned to write things, right? And just you may just pick up little by little. And the teachers have a very well-prepared syllabus to teach the beginners to learn from scratch. So actually, For the Confucius classroom, Chinese language teaching is the basic, mm-hmm. basic object yep. of our mm-hmm. organization. But still, we understand it's not easy for Czech people to learn Chinese, mm-hmm. right? So we have just designed various syllabus and the curriculum and ask the teachers to watch, to just conduct the language mm-hmm. teaching very carefully, step by step. I think it's not that easy to speak because Monica is learning Chinese, right? Can you say something?
No. Well, my Chinese isn't any good yet.
But you visit your classroom.
But I'm trying. Yeah. Every week I'm trying.
Every week, wow.
Oh, yeah, we have it with the rector every Wednesday in the morning with Tushu. yeah.
Nice private lessons.
The idea is on the next like board meeting in Shanghai to introduce ourselves in Chinese. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the
so that's why. No, it's. I suppose it's. It helped me. It's correct to learn the language mm-hmm. because since it's a majority of people in the office, mm-hmm. and we are teaching the Chinese, I think it's right to understand the language mm-hmm. and the background. Mm-hmm. And yes, as Mrs. Hall told us all that we set the design of the classes for people's needs. So mm-hmm. basically, if you have Chinese partner and you want to learn some phrases, mm-hmm. you can tell mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn specific things, the classes will be designed accordingly to your needs. Yeah, so every class is different. Mm-hmm. And the teachers always try to make it personal because we need to people like get to know us better. We want them to come back always. Mm-hmm. That's why we want them to be always happy and satisfied. That's why we try our best to adjust the classes.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
Yes, the teachers are capable of adjusting their classes according to the particular needs mm-hmm. of the students, right? So I think just which is really great. And as what Monica told you just now, so Chinese as the most widely spoken language worldwide, it is spoken by 1.6 billion people worldwide, right? So I think it's great that so if you could pick up a little bit about this language.
Even it's not just about language, it's about culture side of things because there's a huge contrast between Chinese and Czech in personal life, in like business meetings, everything is a little bit different. So it's always come handy that you know the differences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And are there many citizens of China in České Budějovice or in Czech Republic? Do you know some Chinese people in České Budějovice?
Actually, so not from the very beginning. So gradually, I only knew a few Chinese families who are just restaurant owners here.
Yeah.
And they send their kids to our Confucius classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are very, I should say they are very lucky to have us, so that they could not only learn the Chinese languages, but also the rich cultural workshops they can just learn from our work, Confucius classroom. Otherwise, in the other places throughout Czech Republic, so the other Confucius institutes and the Confucius classroom do not offer this kind of classes to the kids.
Yeah.
So these kids are lucky, right?
Yeah, and the events are really, really nice. I was with my kids at the working, I think, celebration of the Chinese New Year. And it was really nice.
It's lovely, right?
Yes.
You're welcome to take your kids, to take your boy here. And so regularly we are holding just cultural events, right?
Yeah, through the year we try to do the separate events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also visited the competition of Chinese bridge, and I was surprised how many students or Czech people knows Chinese very well, and they just told the poetry in Chinese or something.
Yes,
and it was
right.
Really
that's
nice.
Amazing, right? Yeah. Yes. You know, I'm also just pleasantly surprised, you know, at the very beginning, at the numbers of Czech students and even Czech adult students, right? And even in Prague every year, so there's a Chinese bridge competition for the high school students and the primary school students. And I can see that, I can very clearly see that, just watch. The higher or the more educated the parents are, right, they attach more importance on the learning of their kids learning Chinese, right? So obviously it's just people are just realizing that maybe it's not bad for their kids to learn some Chinese.
Yeah.
I hope you can send your kids to our classroom sometime. If they're interested.
They just started with English and
first,
it's really difficult for them.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And what about Czech people in general? How we are?
Yes, Czech people, yes. I have a lot to say, right? So obviously, just to make a contrast, just Czech people look quite reserved at the very beginning.
Really? Czech people?
You're nice, right? You're nice people and just friendly, but friendly, but distant.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, it's a sharp contrast. For example, Monica went to China last year, and you will notice when you go to China, the Chinese people are very friendly, but they are just trying, they are very close, right? They are trying to just, they're ready to make friends very easily.
I
have found myself not easy to make friends with local people apart from you guys. But as time goes by, I can see that Czech people are, they are very nice, right? Once they recognize you, they tend to be very, very loyal friends, right? Which I appreciate very much.
And what about Chinese people?
Well, for me, the most like amazing thing is how open they are. They are honest. That's the quality I appreciate a lot, because some of the Czech people doesn't have this much quality, even on a workplace, even in real life. Do you have sometimes hard to say what you think?
Yeah,
It's not like that in Chinese. They say everything that comes in mind. They are open. They are trying to always
straightforward.
Yeah. That's the word. Thank you. They always say everything honestly, and that's it. Can be really great quality. Also, really like for us, it can be like okay, a lot of information at once.
Yeah.
But once you get like used to it, it's really fresh.
It's a very interesting contrast, but you know, my first impression, the biggest difference when we are talking about it is that actually I appreciate Czech people's enjoyment of life.
Yes,
because you enjoy your life more than we do.
You always work.
For Chinese, especially over the past 30 to 40 years, right? Chinese people have been just too much used to working very, very hard.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know weekends, for example.
And we tend to forget what is the real purpose of life. So this is what I appreciate and what I admire from the Czech people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I should learn myself.
Do you work during weekends also?
Yes, I do. I do, right? Year round. There's no weekends, right?
Yeah, you don't have a weekend.
I don't have weekend, right? Because because of the time difference between Czech and Czech Republic and China. So normally starting from the very early hours in the morning, I have to contact my home university and then maybe starting from noon, I come to office, right? And then just to deal with the daily work. So I think for me, all work, no play.
Yeah. The Czech people like the weekends and
yes, you do. And I appreciate that, right? You should, and we should. We should. And, you know, I have become more relaxed since
I'm trying to teach them a little bit.
Yes, I have learned to enjoy my life more.
Well, otherwise I have to keep with them and it's not bearable for a long time.
Yes, right. So Monica is a perfect team leader, right? And I consider myself as very fortunate to have her as my partner, because we always have hold the same mind and I have always find myself being supported by her and being she's at my back, right? And you know, she's the person who is just coordinating between the Chinese staff, Chinese team, and the Czech party, right?
Yeah.
So I know that on some occasions she's under stressed and under pressure, but luckily, she's doing her job amazingly well.
Thank you.
Okay.
And for how long do you plan to spend in Czech Republic?
Yes, I wish I could stay as long as I could.
Yeah, we talk know? About it actually
yes,
not so
right.
long. Yeah.
Actually, so I arrived in Czech Republic since 2022, and this is my second term, you know. Oh. For each term, it's 2-year contract. And this is my second term, and I wish there is a third term.
Yeah, same.
And I am told that because there is a Chinese regulation, right, the longest time I could serve my position is maybe 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
After that, they have to come back.
Yeah, we have to go
it's
back.
Just some regulation from China?
Yes, like yes, Chinese because for Chinese directors, right? And
yeah.
also for to sponsor the Chinese
yeah,
teachers.
They have different
right?
times, but
yeah.
every single one of them have certain time mm-hmm. they have to spend.
Yeah.
And after that, I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Yeah. But you will return now.
Yes,
you can
but
return.
Yeah, but my stay in Czech Republic will be the my most cherished memories in my future.
mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I enjoy myself here.
Mm-hmm.
Currently.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And is it possible that they will send another Czech director, Chinese director from your university in Shanghai?
Yes,
or some
yes.
of your colleagues?
After me, so definitely mm-hmm. there will be a new person selected, right? Every Chinese director is selected through a very complicated procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Even the sponsored Chinese teachers and the volunteer teachers,
mm-hmm.
they are also selected very, very carefully.
Yeah, there's
and
so much paperwork.
They have to sit for the written exams, interviews, and several rounds of interviews before
oh.
they could be selected.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the reason why we are very confident that we have a very good teaching resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And do you think it's a big bureaucracy or it's normal system in China?
Do you think it's too much paperwork for one person to come here, or is
yeah,
it normal in China?
Yeah, yes. We have a whole team.
Mm-hmm.
We are supported by a whole team in our university. It's not me alone to do the paperwork. So we are the final step. Of the world,
yeah.
of the process. So actually, so the university staff has gone through the different procedures. They have done most of the job.
And they will inform us about the outcome.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually for us, right, so our job starts since the teachers are sent here.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you miss China?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Mm, but, I'm a traveler, just I travel a lot, right? I enjoy myself traveling around. And so I don't miss that much. I only miss my parents who are old, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And where have you been around the world?
Except for South America and except for Africa. So and then just I went to almost the most majority of the other
yeah,
countries,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh,
the other
uh-huh.
continents, right?
Oh, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So your university in Shanghai allow you to travel a lot?
Not business travels. No, most of the travels are done during my vacation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was in China, right, so we had the summer vacation,
mm-hmm.
winter vacation, which adds up to about 3 months each year.
Oh, it's
so
a long
so
time.
It gives me a lot of time. And
mm-hmm.
Also, you know, in the past, you know, my husband, it's a stupid mistake. He just travels a lot for business trips.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me some convenience for me to accompany him and to travel around with him.
That
yeah.
was
mm-hmm.
another
mm-hmm.
thing we have to use to because I don't have 3 months of vacation.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I try to coordinate
mm-hmm.
the girls in the office like a little bit
mm-hmm.
because people might think that we like closing the office for 2 months, it's
yeah.
too much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we just have
mm-hmm.
to adjust the vacation. That's why
mm-hmm.
maybe some from the beginning they don't like me that much because I was a little bit stubborn about
I'm
that.
Sorry
yeah.
for the trouble caused
okay.
to you, right? Because it's the difference,
yeah.
difference of the work time because it's normal. It's
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, yeah.
In China that just watch people working in universities,
mm-hmm.
right? Not only the teachers, but also the staff, right? Just to enjoy 3 months vacation.
It's 3 months
yeah,
really
each year.
So
right.
you don't work so much. You have 3 months.
Yeah,
yes. Well, if you compare, just imagine that you are working like 5 months all the time, basically.
Okay, just imagine that.
And then you have 2 months over the summer. I wouldn't switch. Like for me, 5 days and a weekend, it's better than 2 months.
That's right.
Sometimes, I don't mean it in a bad way, but sometimes email at 10 o'clock in the evening from someone on Saturday who needs something, it's really like, I was like, okay.
Yeah, we are not used to it.
Yeah, yes, but we find a compromise eventually.
Yes, thank you so much for your just trying so hard to compromise between the differences among the work hours, right? So yes, we are under very heavy workload back in China, and there's such a thing as 996. So I believe you have never heard of a 996. Well, 996 means, right, so every day, just what? You work from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at
12
night.
12 hours.
Yeah, and then, so you work 6 days a week. That's 996.
When I heard that, I was like, nice.
It's normal working week in China.
It's normal, yeah, okay, especially in companies, right, especially in companies. But to some extent, it explains why China has been developing so fast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
1 billion people working 6 days.
That's shocking.
It's impressive.
Right? That's shocking to the rest of the world. And I totally understand how you Westerners are thinking of the Chinese people. These people are like working machines, right?
Well, I think for us, we wouldn't be able to work that hard. Like, we are not used to it, so it's surprising
for us. You guys
are
very fortunate enough to enjoy a very highly developed society and enjoy very good social welfare. Yeah. And you are just secured in every aspect of your life from your childhood on, right? But China, as a developing country, so we are starting from scratch, right? Mm. And we have to work very, very hard to secure a better life for ourselves. Though, right, currently the government has guaranteed much, much better social welfare. Still, we have to work hard to earn it. Mm.
And your vacation will start soon, summer vacation?
Yeah, sure, so definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and do you plan some traveling or something?
Yes, right. So first of all, I'm sorry, Monica, I have to go back. I know I leave you to this post in the summer. And I have to I have to travel a lot. I'm back in China. And also I have to travel to America, right? Yes, because my niece is going to University of Pennsylvania, right? Mm-hmm. I'm attending her opening ceremony, right? Mm-hmm. And also, you know, my daughter and husband are living in Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to Canada to visit them. Just, you see, a lot of travel.
Yeah, it's difficult now to live separately from your daughter.
As a mom, it's difficult. But for my daughter, I think she enjoys herself as a teenager, you know.
Yeah.
Teenagers do not like moms to be a violent parent, right? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, right, so sometimes I feel just upset, right, to be so far away from my daughter, right? And, you know, the truth is, right, I used to just ask her whether or not she would like to to be transferred to Czech Republic, because I know there are also very good international schools, but she is reluctant to be relocated here because she cannot leave her friends. Because at her age, friends and classmates are more important than a mama.
Well, but it should be difficult.
Yes, it's difficult.
I can't imagine.
And I understand that to you guys, you must think it very strange for a woman, middle-aged woman who's living alone and just leaving her husband and child behind. But it's normal for us.
So your daughter is half Chinese or Chinese from both sides?
Chinese from both
so
sides.
Also
My husband actually is a Chinese Canadian, right?
And what do you like Canada? Do you visit Canada often?
I do. I like the lifestyle. It's similar to Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm looking forward to my retirement age.
I'm gonna visit Canada after.
Definitely, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome to my home. Okay.
Uh-huh. I've never been to Canada. It's really beautiful.
It's a vast country. Mm-hmm. It's a vast country, and the weather is not so good, especially in winter times.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. People are complaining about the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, it's nice. It's rich in natural resources, right? It has, right, people are enjoying the a very high living standard as what you do here. Just yes, I think I just I like that. That's the reason why I'm sending my daughter to Canada.
And what about your visit in China last year? What about
impressive and really fast? It's like the two words that describe it perfectly.
You didn't have time to sleep.
Well, we slept a little bit, but it's a huge difference from the Czech Republic. Like, for example, the people, like, I'm the person who likes, how do you say it, your privacy, your space.
Yeah.
And like, I need my space. In China, there's no space.
Yes.
But on the, I was really nervous about that. We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
I was a lot of nervous, but the people are polite. They're understanding. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them in one place, but like always pay attention. Everybody are careful. So in the end, I felt better in Shanghai than I felt like in Iggy, for example, because we don't do that much attention. We don't pay that much attention.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. If someone falls, everybody will just like walk over it and no one will help him. In China, no one's going to rob you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna happen.
Yes, the social security is highly appreciated, right?
Mm-hmm. So I felt safe.
You don't have to worry anything about the just being robbed or being just stolen or something like that. No, there's no such cases.
How was it
no,
possible?
There's no such right, because you know, there are always
the cameras.
Also many cameras, right?
Yeah,
right. There you go.
It's secure, but always like they, even though they understand you. Like because many Chinese don't speak English that perfectly.
No, they don't, especially people at older ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they try to help. Like for example, we went out for like food or something. I didn't speak Chinese. We have Google Translator with us. And they helped us. Every single time they will show you, they will try to help you. Their hospitality and friendliness, it's insane. For like Czech people, it's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really like refreshingly safe.
Mm-hmm. And do you plan to return to China this year?
Yeah, I'm going twice this year, actually.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we have education delegation and then I have like training program for all directors.
Oh,
I'm going
nice.
Alone. I'm going to be scared again.
Alone?
Yeah. Only for the training program for directors, right?
Yes.
Okay. And speaking of education delegation, so actually this is something we are offering to our Czech partner schools, especially just for example, this year, we are organizing this delegation just where and hopefully the rector himself will be included in this delegation and also some other leadership from the school, and also the principals and the headmasters of the local schools, they will be just they will be just warmly invited into this delegation, and so the Chinese party just want to cover all the expenses.
Oh,
I think
okay.
it's a very good chance for the principals and the headmasters to see with their own eyes, right, what is going on in China, how are the Chinese universities and the schools are running. I know that last year you were amazed by the kindergarten and the universities,
yes,
right?
Yeah, Monica told me that they were cleaning.
Well, the organization is insane, like 4,000 children at one place, and everything is work perfectly fine, like, it's insane. It was insane to watch how perfectly behaved they were, and also the teachers, they knew exactly what to do. Everything has the certain role and they keep up with it. Like, you just stood there, I was like, wow, okay.
Do you think the Czech kids are not so well behaved like Chinese kids, children?
They are very well behaved, you know. Just we had the the Chinese workshops here in the kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids are very lovely, very cute and lovely and very cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the kids are the same. Kids are similar.
The problem is in the grown-ups.
Yes, kids are similar, I think, And because, you know, to our Chinese eyes, right, all Czech kids look so lovely, like angels, right?
Angels.
Right, just so cute, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would like to say that we offer the travel to China for our students also.
Mm. Oh, summer camp. Yes,
yeah.
Right.
I'm going to promote us a little bit, if you don't mind.
Definitely worth mentioning, would you please?
Yeah, if you signed up for our Chinese language classes, mm-hmm. which are free for students, mm-hmm. and you will sign up for Chinese SHK, right?
HSK.
Exam?
Yeah, HSK, yeah.
And you will do the basic level. It's really simple, basic
very,
level.
Very, very simple.
Then mm-hmm. we can send you to China for free.
Oh? Two weeks.
Two weeks
free.
In China for free.
So this is this is a very, very weird times, you know. Last year was the first year we were trying to organize it, but the regret is that we didn't have this, the students didn't have time to pass the HSK test. But this year, we are trying to promote it, and this year there are two of our students mm-hmm. will go for the summer camp. And mm-hmm. hopefully, starting from next year, we hope that more and more students could take advantage of this rare chance to visit China. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everything will be covered, and all the activities and the visits, right, and programs, right, events, right, everything will be covered. Oh, the only exception is that the students have to pay for their flight tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they have to pay for, and the visa.
It's
difficult to get the visa.
It's very simple.
Yeah, we
very
are
going to
help
easy.
With everything. It's
we
fine.
Will help with the students get the visa. So I ask they could, for those students who are interested in taking part in the summer camp, we highly encourage them to register in our Chinese language class. There's a beginner's class. Right.
And that's completely fine, and it's enough.
Yes, people, mm-hmm. just the students mm-hmm. can learn from the very, very beginning. And then at the beginning of maybe just the next January or February, students are taking the HSK-1 exam. Mm-hmm. That is very, very easy. Every student can pass it. And then they are entitled mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. take part in the summer camp. And for this year, only two students just registered for the summer camp. We feel sorry that there are so few students. Maybe we need to do more promotions.
Yes,
maybe
that's
not
why
so
I'm
going to
use
students.
Her time just a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, maybe not so many of our students know about this program. So, and just the language class is totally free. And just we have a very highly qualified teachers, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right? And just so nice they just take part in or just learn Chinese, right, from our teachers regularly, and then just pass the HSK-1 test, and then next summer they are entitled to go to China to visit China.
Yeah. But maybe they are scared to go to China for 2 weeks for themselves.
Maybe not too long.
Well,
we
have a chaperone who speaks Czech.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, so
she can accompany
chaperone.
Them.
Yeah, we have a Czech chaperone. Yes, uh-huh. right.
So they are not going to be alone.
One is our staff, mm-hmm. right, okay.
Yeah.
And, the organizers of these summer camps are very, very experienced mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. right, they have been organizing these summer camps for more than 20 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't have to worry anything about
it's like
security,
a free vacation.
Food, accommodation, right?
So they won't get lost in China alone?
No, never. Mm-hmm. But I suppose they would rather get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the program is very fast.
Yeah,
it's
a
very welcoming program, and we would highly encourage our students mm-hmm. to take advantage of us, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a huge advantage that they mm-hmm. could take from Confucius Classroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Do you have any plans or anything what you want to share with our audience? Plans for next year or school year?
Yeah, for next year, right. So, me and Monica, and also the leadership from the both sides, we are trying our best to upgrade ourselves into a Confucius Institute sometime next mm-hmm. year. So this is the plan we are holding, right?
Yeah, that's the focus.
Yeah, the focus of the for next semester, right? So
mm-hmm.
and hopefully, we wish that if students or people are interested, you're welcome anytime, right?
Yeah,
and we
sure.
can just watch. There's always somebody there who can explain to you what we are having, what we are doing, and what they can get from us. And
yeah,
right.
and we have active all of the social media. Mm-hmm. We have working websites mm-hmm. where you can see all the previous competitions and events, mm-hmm. and also mm-hmm. you can register for all the classes. We for the summer, we have summer camps for kids.
Yeah. For local kids, right?
Yeah, so yeah. we are going to have 2 weeks of program for from 4 years to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like visits to Krumlov and Hluboká and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be amazing for the kids. And we are going to publish our first book this year.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made class? A Czech/Chinese mm-hmm. fairy tale for children.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's going to be made completely and draw mm-hmm. by our children. They draw mm-hmm. every single
our
illustration.
Students, right, yeah.
So we decided to put together a little fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it will be a cherished gift for the Chinese world, for the Chinese leadership, right? When the education delegation just will visit China this mm-hmm. year, right? Yeah.
So they will learn Czech from the book.
Yes, right, hopefully.
Oh.
Right.
I don't think so.
I have to admit that it's not easy,
yeah.
right, for people to start with, especially for Czech people. I know that sometimes you feel a little bit scary to just to learn something new or to pick up something new, right?
Yeah.
Yes, right. Just to maybe step ahead and you will find that
yeah.
there's a very big world out there for you to experience, right? Totally different world.
Yeah,
okay.
And everybody can visit the dumpling class. And
sure, and not only dumpling classes, but also calligraphy, Chinese
yeah.
painting,
mm-hmm.
Chinese dance.
Yeah, I think that the dance and the painting are really something.
Yeah, they're also
mm-hmm.
Popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Chinese calligraphy and Chinese painting. And also the tea art show, yeah, you experienced it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yes, right, our Chinese
almost
teacher.
Everything.
Right. And that's wonderful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also Tai Chi exercise and martial art, right?
Yeah.
The boys are really interested in that,
yeah.
right? Yes.
Yeah, sure. So, okay, so thank you very much for
mm-hmm.
coming and
mm-hmm.
Good luck next year with the Confucius Institute and everything.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for your time, right?
Thank you.
I do appreciate, right?
Thank you and bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.